Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Live unafraid when you eradicate the root of all fears from your life. While it seems the new normal is for fear and worry to riddle the hearts of people, you've got to know that it doesn't have to be the same with you. Fear shouldn't be your new normal as a child of God, and it cannot have a hold on you. You see, fear is not something you can reason or analyze away. Fear is irrational, and the only way to defeat fear is to speak forth the Word of God. Allow God's truth and His promises of peace to anchor you even in the midst of any challenging circumstances or bad news that might be keeping you up at night with worry and fear. In this riveting and revelation-packed message titled, Fear Has Torment, Don't Fear, Evangelist Paul Acqua scripturally shows you why and how Christ has set you free from fear's crippling hold. Let's join in.
The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Fear will try to grip your heart in all kinds of ways. Fear, the Bible says, has torment. Fear will actually mess you up. It will torment you. It will disrupt your life and your heart. Fear can do all kinds of things to the physical body. It's amazing, and I don't have time to get into this in detail in this message, but fear can cause you many problems. It's not something we should tolerate at all. Did you know that when you are fearful, you cannot cheer up? You cannot rejoice. Instead of being filled with cheer, you will be in torment. But the Bible says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. Hallelujah. Did you know what fear will do? Fear will actually weaken your immune system. Many people don't know this. It doesn't just affect you on a heart level, even though it does. It will affect you on every level of your life. Mentally, emotionally, everything, and it will weaken your immune system. It can also cause cardiovascular damage. It causes digestive issues where all of a sudden you are just feeling sick, all because of fear. My friend, do not tolerate fear in your life. It can even lead you to premature aging or death. A lot of people right now have a fear of sickness. A fear that if it's yielded to can actually become greater in a negative way than the faith for health and healing that Jesus has provided for us. Because fear will just diminish your faith. Jesus has carried all our diseases onto the cross, but fear will not let you believe that. So why is fear such a problem? Because fear has torment, and the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 18 that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Say that with me right now, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. Hallelujah. Why? Because fear has torment. I want you to really appreciate that this is not your love that is perfect. Our love is not perfect. It's the love of God. This is the love that God has for you, not because of you. This is God's love that's perfect, and God's love is what will cast out all fear. So the good news is that you have been given the grace to take the fear and submit it to the perfect love of God. And watch that perfect love of God cast out fear. Hallelujah. My friend, when you know you are so loved by God, sickness is not a problem. Sickness cannot stand my body. It cannot stand your body. If you know that you are loved by God, and how that faith work? Galatians 5:6 says, faith works by love. Is it by you being lovely or by you being loving? It's by understanding how loved you are by God. Am I going to fear about being provided for? No, I know God loves me so much that He's providing for sparrows. How much greater are you than a bird? I'm not going to be concerned about provision because I know how much God loves me. And when I know how much God loves me, then it just pushes fear with its torment out of us and out of you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you that when you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, when you are filled with the Word of God, when you are allowing the love of God that's so perfect to fill you up, the fear that's trying to find a place of residence in you is going to be absolutely displaced from you. Perfect love casts all fear. There is no point in being fearful. We don't have to fear. We can actually be of good cheer. Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We can be of good cheer even when we are going through adversity, even when we are going through troubles, even when we are going through difficult situations. The Bible is telling us God is so for us. And if we will just understand the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 that I read earlier on, that says that God has not given us spirit of fear. That's not from God. God has not given us spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. This is what you have already been given by the Lord. This is the life of God that's in you. What's in us is greater than what's trying to come against us. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world trying to come against you. And so if you will give place to the greater and you allow the Spirit of God and the Word of God to fill you, fear will disappear. You will decide either to believe this or you don't. Then you are going to be able to come to a place where instead of allowing yourself to enter into fear, you are going to choose, I'm not going to live in fear because fear is torment and God has not given me the spirit of fear. We don't have to fear. We can actually be bold. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1 that the righteous are as bold as a lion. Not with our ability, but with the overcoming victory of Jesus. The Bible says that we can actually be bold as a lion. How? Because the life of God that's in us can be so bold that it helps us to resist fear. It helps us to stand against all the negativity in the world today. Even though we are in the world, we don't have to let the world's ideology get into us. So we have to choose whose report we are going to believe. Isaiah chapter 23 verse 1 asks this question, and I think it's still valid for us today. Who has believed our report? Are we going to believe the media or we are going to believe the good report? Are we going to believe the report of the Lord? Are we going to believe his word? The Lord is asking us even today, whose report are you going to believe? We are either believing God's word or we don't. When Jesus was about to be crucified, the Apostle Peter was so afraid that when he was asked by a teenage girl if he was one of the disciples, he denied that he even knew Jesus. Amazingly, after Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, he became as bold as a lion and he changed the world. What was the difference? The fact that Peter got filled with the Holy Spirit, that's what happened. If there was ever a time when we needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, it is right now. It is today. We need to be living every day filled with the Holy Spirit, not filled with fear, not filled with the craziness of the world system. But we have got to choose. We've got to decide, how do I want to live today? Do I want to be filled with fear or do I want to be filled with the Spirit of God who is going to allow me to be filled with boldness? So Peter went from weak to strong. He went from powerless to powerful. And so can you and I. Say hallelujah to that. Romans 8:15 says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Look at that. You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but what? You received the spirit of adoption by whom we are able to cry out, Abba, Father. We've got such an intimate relationship with God Himself. Do you know Jesus came to reveal the Father? He says the spirit that's living on the inside of you, that relationship that you have with God, is such an intimate relationship that you can actually cry out from your heart, Abba, Father. God is our Father. That word for Abba in the Aramaic is the word Papa. So He's just showing us that He's called us into this place of closeness. God is not far out there, somewhere in the distance, but a relationship from the inside out rather than the outside. When you recognize and value this, it begins to change how you live in the day-to-day and how you look at situations around you. Christ in you is not afraid. The Holy Spirit in you is not filled with fear. He is bold, and He will help you to be bold in situations that are troublesome, in situations that are difficult. He will bring you to a place where you can actually experience the supernatural power of God that will transform you and bring transformation through you to His glory. Hallelujah. We need to take this to heart today when it comes to receiving, for instance, a medical report that's not good. We also need to take this to heart when it comes to being influenced by the media. People are just so afraid when you talk to people on the street and at the workplace. There is just fear everywhere. Fear will motivate you in a negative way. It's a terrible motivator because it's misplaced, and the Bible again says don't fear, and yet many people are filled with fear. God wants us not to be filled with fear. So my prayer for you today is that just understand the perfect love of God and know that fear is torment. Fear involves torment, and that perfect love casts out all fear. So you can live with that fear of the future. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then fear will grip you. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.